This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Martha in Ohio is on the line with a leaky door and a leaky window. What is going on?
We had some sliding glass doors in our family room that's paneled, and we had them taken out, and we wanted just a picture window in there. So when they came to do the picture window, they took the door out, the sliding doors out, and, you know, the foundation was like, oh, maybe a block or two up, and the, you know, door had been left empty down lower. So what they did was they took 2x4s, I think it was, wood, and built up to the block level and then proceeded to put in the supports for the window. So now when I made a flower bed out there, and now when the ground gets real saturated and water tends to puddle there, collect,
right,
it runs under the wood, through the wood.
Not surprised. And, well, so it sounds like instead of building the foundation up with concrete block, which is what they should have done, they sort of filled it in with wood framing. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, what, probably wasn't the best choice.
Can we seal that, or do we need to start over?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to advise that you seal something that was never done right to begin with. I mean, it really should have been a concrete block. But having said that, if you are going to trap that much water against the foundation, whether it's a wood patch or a concrete block, it's still going to leak. You just can't hold that kind of water against the foundation. We advise against this all the time, Martha, because those sorts of planters and anything else that holds water against a house is just not a good idea, especially in an area like Ohio where you've got a pretty significant freeze-thaw cycle. Because if that water,
yeah,
that saturates the soil, that soil freezes, it's going to push inward on that wall and weaken the basement wall. So I would recommend, if you are going to have a planter, that you've got to have some drainage in there so that the water does not puddle up. Because if you do trap it against the wall, regardless of how that wall is built, even though it wasn't repaired correctly, it's going to leak and it's going to cause damage. So I think the issue really is what you did after the fact, more so than what they did to install the picture window. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Good luck.
Well, thank you so much. And have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.